Jonathan, how are you? How's it? How cold? How cold is it out there?
It's pretty cold. Yes. Hey, hold on one sec, guys.
Hey, obviously he has to say hello to somebody. Maybe it's a Revs fan.
Hey, Jonathan, no, it's a guy. I tell you, his name's Kevin Labrie, and he sells corrugated boxes better than anybody you've ever seen. I wanted to be sure I said hi to him. Hey, Al, will you make sure Kevin sees Jonathan?
We're going to take care of Kevin.
Sorry, guys.
Apologize. That's okay. No. Hey, listen, Jonathan, without corrugated boxes, you don't have the Patriots.
That's true. And it's cold, but it's not as windy as they said. But they've also enclosed the whole building here. So, anyhow, it's great. It'll be a fun game.
Well, where do you want to go first? You want to go the win over the Lions, or you want to talk about the Revs?
Oh, that's easy. Got to talk about the Revs. That was, I don't know. Gary, you probably didn't watch last night, but I know Gresh did.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say congratulations on your communist football team. My view, my thoughts on that game, and I kid, but it's there are a lot of people who are happy.
Hey, Gresh, you're going to come to a soccer game with me and watch it at the field level. It is the most physical game after football and hockey. I mean, football and hockey are more physical, but it's a physical game. It's got incredible athleticism, and you call it a communist game, but Charlie Davies from Newton, who's a great, great story, scored our two goals, and we're going to our fifth MLS Cup next week, which will be a lot of fun. And this time we're like what the Bills did in the early 90s. We lost four in the middle part of the last decade. We got to go close the deal, and it's a real team, and it's been a fun ride, and hopefully we'll close it out next week on the West Coast.
Well, this Patriot team has certainly been a fun team so far. So your thoughts on it? You know, when we talk about the Lions game, and you know, many of us looked at the defense of the Lions and said, you know, this could be a closer game. Their defense could be pretty good. But right now, the Patriots, it just seems that all cylinders are firing here, and it wasn't really a close game.
Well, we come to play as a team each week, and I think the thing that was really fun to watch for me was watching two of our new guys in terms of Revis and Browner play that game, and with the help of Bill and Matt Patricia and watching, and Kyle played a great game too, but watching our defensive backfield, Devin, Patrick, everybody, it was fun to watch what they were doing with the receivers and the frustration that was causing the Detroit Lions offense. So as I watched the game, I think that was the part that I really enjoyed the most. And it's fun to see, because you need, as you guys know, both sides of the ball and all 53 and the 45 who play on game day to come and play. And it's been fun to watch this stretch, because I think, as we've talked about, it's coming from all parts of the team. And in particular last week, it was just really fun to watch the defensive backfield for me.
You know, when you mention the defensive backfield, Jonathan, a lot of people's minds go right to Darrell Revis, and obviously so. He is a superstar. But he has seemed to have fit in seamlessly, not only with this group and what they do defensively, but I think Bill Belichick has a pretty doggone good understanding of everything that he can do with that particular player. It's evident.
Well, his roots are on the defensive side of the ball, and I think when he sees great defensive players, he not only thinks about the roles he can put them in, but he thinks about what else it will allow him to do with the other 20-some-odd guys that he has on defense, and the way he can play chess against whatever the offense is that we're playing that week. And I think like a great scientist in a lab who's trying to figure something out, I think Bill really thrives on that, and it's been fun to watch. And I've heard stories about what it was like for him with the Giants in the early days, and maybe this is somewhat similar to what he did back then.
You know, it's not my money, but I think you should give Revis whatever he wants. I mean, Jonathan, Gresham and I went, I know, if I ask you about paying Revis, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, well, at the end of every year, we get together, we look at the budget, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But Gresham and I were debating about it, and I thought in the Lions game, it just became so apparent why he is what he is. I mean, on that first drive, the Lions are going down the field, and they're in the Patriots' territory. I mean, I think around the 25 or something like that. And Revis just sneaks up and deflects a ball on third down, and that was it. And he did it throughout the rest of the game. I think they threw on him something like 11 times, and 9 out of the 11, he deflected the ball. And it doesn't matter whether he was guarding Calvin Johnson, or it didn't matter who he was taking, whether it was Tate or Johnson, he was making plays. And I think that I just think he's one of those guys that, while I know that every team wants physical responsibility and you have to worry about the cap, but he's like one of that 1% where, he should be like the highest paid cornerback in the league.
Well, he is right now. So, and he's, we love having him on the Patriots. We'll talk about next year when this season's over, which hopefully won't be for a while.
Well, you're in a place who has seen a lot of deep playoff runs. You're in Lambeau Field. It's against the Green Bay Packers. It's a marquee quarterback matchup. For you, I know you've been there a few times, but the place seems to evolve, and that history rears its, I don't want to say rears its ugly head, but it sort of showcases itself every time you walk into that place. Can you just a little bit on the uniqueness of Green Bay? Because you know where I'm going with this. It's as unique a place to be, not only to play a football game, but from a business end compared to other franchises in the NFL.
There's a lot there. The coolest thing about Lambeau is you literally pull up, and it's like you're driving through a cul-de-sac. And then there, the stadium is right there. There are literally homes that you can, if you walk outside the building, it's essentially surrounded by homes in a quiet residential community. And the stadium itself just finished like a $350 million renovation. And I think they did an amazing job of adding the things that they need to keep it modern and have the financial wherewithal to compete, while at the same time keeping the charm and the character. It's a lot like, I think, what the Red Sox have done over at Fenway, or what I've heard has gone on at Wrigley. They've taken, just for our league, the signature building, and kept it modern while keeping the charm. And when you're watching on TV today, I think you'll pick up some of those things. And it was nice. Mark Murphy, who's the CEO of the Packers, came over and said to me when they were doing it, he wanted to copy some of the things we did at Gillette, where we've got places where people can stand and congregate, just people with seats but who don't want to stay in their seats. And they've done an amazing job of creating these perches where those people can stand, and adding clubs and suites while keeping the character. And I think this is a place, if you're a football fan, you want to try to get out here. And I was watching Tom walk out of the locker room just now. We walked out with each other, Brady, and he stepped out and he looked up and he was looking around at it. And he doesn't do that in too many places.
Jonathan, this is the way I imagine, an owner's meeting, an NFL owner's meeting is like, Jerry Jones shows up in his, tricked out bus or plane or whatever, all you guys flying with your private planes, and here come the Packers. You just mentioned, the CEO. I mean, how does that work? I mean, what is that like where you have – it's just very unique in professional sports where you have sports owners who – are sports personalities. I mean, they're making sneakers after your dad's sneakers, And, Al Davis was such a personality. And, Pat Bowlen out in Denver. But the Packers, for them to be owned by a community. It's amazing.
Gary, the best part of that is if the Packers are ever sold, the financial proceeds of that sale go to the VFW Hall here in Green Bay.
You're kidding me.
So,
you're kidding me.
That's the way it was written. But they've got a ton of shareholders who are from the community. You get no financial return. You get to go to the annual meeting each year. Mark Murphy, who is effectively acts as the owner of the team, is a great guy. And he has a say in the room. He played in the league, I think, for 13 or 14 years. He got his law degree. He worked at the Union. Then he was the athletic director at Northwestern. And he's a great guy. And I think he is one of the, quote, characters in the room because his story is amazing. And the story of the Packers is great, and it's not anything that anybody wants to see change anytime soon. It's,
well, what is the average? What is the you know, the Packers? What is the average value of an NFL team?
You know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, $800 million. I think that's a VFW haul, dude. I mean,
if you were going to sell the Packers, look, the Buffalo Bills just went for $1.4 billion. So
right.
I don't know. This is the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. I assume it would go for an awful lot of money, and there'd be a very rich VFW hall. I don't think they're going to sell it, though.
There'd be a great VFW up there.
All I knew is where I grew up, people got married at the VFW hall. There'd be a lot of weddings in Green Bay if they tricked it out with all that kind of money.
Rumford, Maine, me too. That is a great story. Jonathan, thanks a lot. Enjoy the game.
And congrats on the Revs as much as we can.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats on the Revs.
So, hey, Gresh, tonight when you're watching Denver KC at halftime, turn over to ESPN, and there will be 65,000 people at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. They crush it there, and you watch that and tell me that isn't a special atmosphere, even if you don't get the game.
We'll be doing a post-game show after a Patriots win, so I'll try to squeeze that in, boss.
And to all the Revs fans yesterday, thank you. The fort was on fire, and we're going to try to do it next week. Take care, guys.